What are we going to do with the donkey, Al? Do you think it can pedal? I doubt it. Then leave it up here. But it'll get pinched, Al. Oh, these Clatchians will pinch anything. Not like us, eh, Al? Nobby looked at the forest of masts filling the bay. Looks like even more of them from here, he said. You could walk from boat to boat for a mile. What are they all here for? Don't be daft, Nobby, it's obvious. They're here to take everyone to Ankh-Morpork. What for? We don't eat that much curry. Invasion, Nobby. There's a war on, remember? They looked back at the ships. Riding lights gleamed on the water. The bit of it that was immediately below them bubbled for a moment, and then the hull of the boat rose a few inches above the surface. The lid unscrewed, and Leonard's worried face appeared.
Ah, there you are, he said. We were getting concerned.
They lowered themselves down into the fetid interior of the vessel. Lord Vetinari was sitting with a pad of paper across his knees, writing carefully. He glanced up briefly. Report. Nobby fidgeted while Sergeant Colan delivered a more or less accurate account, although there was some witty repartee with the Clatchian guards that the corporal had not hitherto recalled. Vetinari did not look up. Still writing, he said, Sergeant, Ur is an old country rimward of the kingdom of Jellababy, whose occupants are a byword for bucolic stupidity. For some reason, I cannot think why, the guard must have assumed you were from there. And Morporkian is something of a lingua franca, even in the Clatchian Empire. When someone from Hersheba needs to trade with someone from Istanzia, they will undoubtedly haggle in Morporkian. This will serve us well, of course. The force that is being assembled here must mean that practically every man is a distant stranger with outlandish ways. Provided we do not act too foreign, we should pass muster. This means not asking for curry with swede and currants in it, and refraining from ordering pints of Winkle's Old Peculiar, do I make myself clear?
What is it we're going to do, sir?
We will reconnoitre, initially.
Ah, right. Yes, very important.
And then seek out the Clatchian High Command. Thanks to Leonard, I have a little package to deliver. I hope it will end the war very quickly. Sergeant Colan looked blank. At some point in the last few seconds, the conversation had run away with him.
Sorry, sir. You said High Command, sir.
Yes, Sergeant.
Like the top brass, or turbans or whatever. All surrounded by crack troops, sir. That's where you always put the best troops around the top brass.
I expect this will be the case, yes. In fact, I'd rather hope it is. Sergeant Colan once again tried to keep up.
Ah, right.
And we'll go and look for them, will we, sir? I can hardly ask them to come to us, Sergeant.
Right, sir, I can see that. It could be a bit crowded.
At last, Lord Vetinari looked up. Is there some problem, Sergeant? And Sergeant Colan once again knew a secret about bravery. It was arguably a kind of enhanced cowardice. The knowledge that while death may await you if you advance, it will be a picnic compared to the certain living hell that awaits you should you retreat.
Not as such, sir, he said.
Very well. Vetinari pushed his paperwork aside. If there is more suitable clothing in your bag, I will get changed and we can take a look at Al-Khali.
Oh, gods.
Sorry, Sergeant.
Oh, good, sir.
Good. Vetinari began to pull other items out of the liberated sack. There was a set of juggler's clubs, a bag of coloured balls, and finally a placard such as might be placed to one side of the stage during an artiste's performance. Gully, Gully and Betty, he read. Exotic tricks and dances. He added. It would seem there was a lady among the owners of this sack. The watchman looked at the gauzy material that came out of the sack next. Nobby's eyes bulged.
What are them?
I believe they're called harem pants, Corporal.
They're very,
Curiously, the purpose of the clothing of the Nautch girl or exotic dancer has always been less to reveal and more to suggest the imminence of revelation, said the patrician. Nobby looked down at his costume, and then at Sergeant Al Colon in his costume, and said cheerfully, Well, I ain't sure if it's going to suit you, sir. He regretted the words immediately. "I hadn't intended that they should suit me," said the patrician calmly. "Please pass me your fez, Corporal Betty."